Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
A noted pianist, Dr. Clary Yang, is used to performing in grand concert halls around the world and gathering her students in a studio so they can play together. Today, because of the global pandemic, she collaborates with other musicians using video recordings and convenes her piano students for class on Zoom. Remote classes in music can be more difficult than others, but Dr. Yang has found creative ways to get the most out of them for her students.
The pandemic changed a lot of what we do as musicians and as teachers. For me to teach piano students definitely impacted us tremendously. It's still effective, I think, online when you use technology over the internet to teach, but it's not the same, obviously, as in person. Teaching an instrument one-on-one lessons, for example, really requires a lot of interaction. A lot of it is physical too. If I'm there with a student, I can guide them. They watch me, they listen to me. It's very visual and very interactive. And on top of that, you can sing along, play along. All of these things are quite essential in music teaching. So online, you can't really do that, but we can adapt. This whole pandemic really taught us how to think creatively to make teaching more effective. I have different activities for them now. For the things we cannot do, we substitute with other activities. So far, it's been pretty effective. It cannot substitute in-person teaching, of course. But so far, student responses have been really positive. This is for my piano one-on-one lessons. I also teach an ensemble course. Last semester, I taught the piano duet class. Normally, two people would sit together and play for hand music. Obviously, you cannot really do that over the internet because of the delay. So instead, we did group projects, studio projects, two recorded parts, basically. So to make it sound like as if two people were playing together. You just have to supplement things that you can think of to be helpful, to hear better. And then another thing I think we did more of during this whole virtual teaching time is that we talked about music more because this is a great opportunity to really dig more into the music, talk about the background, talk about the structure of the piece. So there's some pluses to help people understand music better.
Dr. Yang has incorporated technology into her teaching, some of which she will probably keep using when the pandemic is over.
One aspect I would like to retain is actually asking students to record their performances and then talk about it with them in the lessons. That was tremendously helpful as a pianist. It's really, really hard sometimes to listen to yourself from a listener's perspective because you're actively doing it. So when they're listening with me of a recording of their own, they are being their own teacher in a way. So I think that has been really effective. I would like to retain that. And we did a lot of virtual projects. We did Carnival of the Animals. You can check these out on our UNC Piano Facebook and Instagram. So we did the Nutcracker Suite for Christmas. There are a lot of really fun projects. We enjoy doing it. When we go back to in person, we probably will have, I'm sure people would love to do live concerts, but I think making videos and using technology, these things will always be there. Plus, they're not new anyway. If they were not created during the pandemic, they existed before. We just didn't use these things as much. Using the online platforms and using technology is really important for any musician in the 21st century because you can reach a huge and a very diverse audience out there. It's important for the students to learn how to use technology, to learn how to use the softwares to make videos and doing virtual concerts. These are the things are very, very helpful, and it's also fun for the students.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.